Welcome to Rebrand. I'm super producer Danny Wright, and we're excited to bring you this special crossover episode. When I told Mort we were going to podcast with the guys from Good Morning From Hell, he said, "No way am I podcasting with ghosts or demons." Took a 3-hour nap for him to calm down. Silly little monkey. Anyway, you know the drill. We've got a Patreon. We've got lots of bonus stuff over there from as little as $5 a month. You can hang out with us, watch videos. This one is a particularly funny video to watch, I think. If you fancy it, come and join us. Other than that, enjoy the episode.
Hey, friends and listeners to the podcast Rebrand. It's Mort popping in real quick pre-episode to let you know I'm publishing a book on Substack. It's called Treehouse. It's a psychedelic novel about a road trip, skateboarders, alcoholism, miraculous awakening, spirituality, physics defying miracles. It's really fun and I'm really proud of it. I think it's really beautiful. And all you got to do is look up Morton Edmund Burke and Substack and it should come up. Give it a read, will ya? Chapter 3 dropped this week. Thanks, guys. Enjoy this episode with the boys from Good Morning From Hell. It's a super fun one with laughs and stuff.
Welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions. I'm Ashley Burge.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And we are joined by some wonderful guests. Mort, would you like to intro them?
Yeah, I can't wait. These are our pals from Good Morning From Hell, although I believe they're out of character today. Who knows?
Yes.
They're gonna be popping in and out, you know, Robin Williams style.
How terrible if I were to just hop in with the...
I was expecting you to show up in like devil makeup. I don't know what this is.
We did that for a time. Yeah, we did that for a time, and it is not good on my skin. So,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Damaris and Blaine Gibson.
Ooh. Hold for applause. Hold for cheering. Hold for wooing.
Hold for people crashing their cars because they're so excited.
They're just clapping their hands so furiously. They're just flying off the road.
And also crashing their cars because they know life is peaking right now.
It's all downhill.
Downhill.
Yeah. Their two favorite podcasts. Their two. Great, best podcasts combined in one Combining episode. What a Monday, or whenever you guys release the show.
This is like if the 90s Chicago Bulls were on an episode of A-Team or something.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's that good and that old.
It's if, what's it, Axel Foley from Beverly Hills Cop had like that Fletch crossover movie that I always dreamed of until I realized that Chevy Chase was a huge piece of crap. So.
Right. But before that, they were leaving money on the table for sure.
Yeah.
Guys, this is truly neither here nor there, but now I need to pull the assembled people. Have you guys heard of the movie The Freshman? Starring Matthew Broderick?
Yes. I remember when that came out, but I don't know what it's about though.
Why am I thinking of the one that has the Hall & Oates soundtrack? That's something else. That's The Graduate. Never mind.
Graduate.
Different scholarly movie title.
It's also close.
It's also not Hall & Oates. That would actually be amazing. I think it's
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel.
I wish it was Hall & Oates, though. Somebody make that fucking supercut. Score that movie with
Hall & Oates. They're like sitting in the car having like an existential crisis. They're like, "What I want you got in my hand."
That's on
bitch girl. Is that Hall & Oates?
Okay. I just had to bring this up because I learned at a dinner last night. The Freshman is about Matthew Broderick, I think, being
and
like
Marlon Brando's in it.
Marlon Brando is in it playing his character from The fucking Godfather.
Well, I gotta go. This podcast is done. I have to go watch this movie.
Like, they don't name him, but he's doing the exact same affect. He is a mob boss.
It's a comedy, right?
I think it's a comedy, and it predates Godfather Part 3. So I think actually the proper watching of The Godfather is Part 1, Part 2, The Freshman.
Freshman.
Godfather Part 3.
Guys, I got so confused. I looked up The Freshman on IMDb, and it's a 1925 movie with Harold Lloyd. Now I'm all course. Okay, so he plays
Broderick
Don Vito Corleone.
Too,
The Freshman.
He's a Time Lord. Didn't realize that.
Broderick shows up a bunch in that Harold.
There it is, 1990. Okay.
But yeah, I just learned this last night, and I could not believe it.
We got to watch
it. It was like a fucked up fan fiction that they made into a full-on movie. And yeah, Marlon Brando plays... I'm forgetting the name of the Godfather.
So,
the Godfather.
Canonically. Yeah. Canonically, Don Corleone is the father of a kind of a nervous college freshman played by Matthew Broderick.
I don't think he's the father. I think Matthew Broderick gets like kind of swept up by the mob and.
Just like his real son.
Just like his real son. I don't know what made me think of that, but I just had to pull and see if anyone else had heard of this movie. I couldn't believe it when I found out.
No, but the movie poster, I mean, he's wearing the suit, the tux with the red, like, corsage. Like, it is, you're 100% right. That is the Don. That's crazy.
He's the Don.
Yeah.
In this film. It's unreal.
Yeah. You come to me on my Matthew Broderick's wedding day.
On his graduation day.
On his graduation from college, asking me.
Oh, that's why I was thinking of it, because we were talking about Axel Foley hanging out with, I don't remember. Anyway.
That's my favorite genre of movie is movies that exist in the same universe and you didn't know it, you know?
Yes. And I never would have imagined that a college... Also, I think it's like, it's sort of implied that he is Ferris Bueller. That Matthew Broderick is sort of like playing Ferris Bueller in a college setting, and then he hangs out with Don Corleone. It is truly like a weird AO3 fan fiction that no one asked for.
Look at how
life comes
how
at you fast.
Wait, what was that?
Life comes at you fast. Whatever the monologue is.
I got so surprised that my hair changed.
You got a different haircut from how surprised you were.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's excellent.
Anyway, we weren't here to talk about any of that, but I just had to derail us. You guys brought a wonderful idea for us to rebrand today. Chris or Blaine, do you want to present our rebrand for the day?
Yeah. So we were thinking a lot about breakfast.
Sure, as you do.
As one does in the morning, and we're like, hey, Quaker Oats. That's a time very old. Breakfast staple that I think could use some like punching up.
I think the genesis of the thought was like, we got to do something related to our show, Good Morning from Hell. They just did hell. So what's morning related? Breakfast.
Oh,
what's
yes.
breakfast? Quaker Oats.
Absolutely. Could not be a less modern or appealing branding. It's like they're waiting for the religion of Quaker to come back around in popularity.
I know they have. They've
like retrend.
They've dedicated so hard to, because I'm looking it up, established in 1877.
Yeah, they're like, buckle down, it's gonna come back. It's like synth rock or something. It's gonna come back around.
Buckle down, just like the buckles on our shoes and hats.
Yeah. Totally, all the butter churning, all the sexual abstinence.
Yeah, it's the same motherfucker. It's the same guy with this jaunty, wide-brimmed navy blue hat, long Benjamin Franklin hair.
Gorgeous white hair. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Stunning, truly.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, now I'm thinking that like maybe we don't need to rebrand him. Maybe he just needs to make a shampoo. Because what is his hair care
situation? I think this is beautiful. Wow. I think we can do both. I think we turn him into a modern, I'm going to use the phrase zaddy. People love it when I say that word.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that's a... if you didn't do that, it's just money on the
table.
We'd be fools not to. And then also we'll discuss his shampoo to get a luxurious mane such as that.
Well, I know that with my dog Dutch, he has like some sort of shampoo that has oats in it. So like they already got the material.
That's true.
Yep.
That's really true.
Yep.
And also has like a for sensitive skin, there's like oat.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because I have this memory of as a child taking a bath with oatmeal.
Yes.
Yes.
When I had chicken pox.
Yes.
You're sure
this
isn't a fetish thing? I'm not sure what the rating is on this podcast, if we can get into this, Chris.
We do yuck yums on this podcast, so be prepared to be shamed.
Unfortunately, my yum is yucking other people's yums. But yeah, that's so funny because we come up from a time where like old wives' remedies were still applicable. And it was like, well, pray the demon away and get inside the bath full of breakfast.
I was just like, this is fun. I'm taking a bath in food.
I can imagine that texture, the sensory, like, not nightmare, but dream that would be to bathe in oatmeal.
Like a full bathtub of oatmeal.
Okay.
It was just like...
You're ruining my fantasy.
I think it was like...
It wasn't thousands of dollars of
I think my mom poured a thing of Quaker Oats into a hot bathtub.
Oh, okay. But like a full tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like the oat to water ratio was way off.
Right.
Real soupy. Real. It wasn't good mush. It was real water.
That
down.
Is funny that the bath water, she made the breakfast in the bath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you want to make like a bathtub full of hot cocoa, like you just dump that in there.
Now, are you sure this was your mom and not a witch putting you in a cauldron and making a Chris stew of some sort?
Well, how did you feel? I mean, was it obviously lodged in your
itchy.
Memory? Itchy.
Yeah, worse.
I mean, I felt like I had a, it felt like I had a, like I was doing something I wasn't supposed to do, right? So yeah. As a kid, you're like, you know, don't, I was just like, I'm playing in with food. This is
right,
fun.
Right, right. Was like this you're like getting away with something?
Yeah. Yeah. Was this like a remedy for like poison oak, or was this
it,
like
an itchy thing? Or I don't know. I mean, I had chicken pox.
Were you too poor to get bubble bath, or it was chicken pox?
Chicken pox.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Okay.
I remember that because I'm from a very fair family, fair skinned, and we're all really sensitive. So we're all into all that kinds of stuff. Because I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, chicken pox were absolutely hell on earth.
Yeah.
I think this like light pink, this beautiful light pink skin color that I have is like, it's easily disturbed.
This porcelain, beautiful skin.
I mean, honestly, similar to the, what is his name? The Quaker Oats man.
I just looked this up. He doesn't have a name, and he is not
spooky.
He's the Quaker man. And it says,
what is that? Like a cryptid?
What's that?
He's a cryptid?
That's like Slender Man. That's horrifying.
The company states that its current Quaker Man, in quotes, logo does not represent an actual person.
Uh-huh. It's not like, yeah, so copyright. It's not based on a human being. It's like not based on an old painting. But it does sound like a character you would threaten your children with if they're bad.
The Quaker Man will come.
Yeah. Quaker Man.
Yeah.
The Quaker Man will come.
You're not good.
Yeah.
He'll dunk you in a bath of oatmeal.
Yeah. He'll steal your electricity, and then we won't.
This is kind of harrowing. Okay, his image is that of a man dressed in Quaker garb, including a Quaker hat, chosen because the Quaker faith projected the values of honesty, integrity, purity, and strength. And he's holding, in this other depiction, he's holding a scroll that just has the word pure in all caps font.
See, I think if you go back 100 years ago and read the label, it said racial purity.
Yeah, yeah. All white oats. I was beginning to feel a little weird about the Quaker man.
It's so creepy. Quaker man. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I think if you say a swear word, he comes into your bedroom window at night and stands over you.
So there is a rebranding that's just a horror franchise.
That's true. The Quaker man cometh.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Where it's like, what about, okay, I just said, tell me if this is scary enough. One day you come home and your dad is replaced by the Quaker man and, and everyone acts like it's normal.
Yeah.
Well, this is big. In 1987, actor Wilford Brimley is the first celebrity to work with the Quaker brand. So they've had endorsements.
Okay.
But not in depictions, because Wilford Brimley doesn't.
Brimley.
Yeah, but, the diabetes.
Yeah, the diabetes. Yeah.
And he had a really warm sort of charisma to him, which I think is much nicer than the Quaker man.
But I do think like we're in this era where literally everything is getting adapted into a film.
Yeah, right.
So I do think that the Quaker man is like a horror... as a horror icon.
Okay, I got it. Okay, mm-hmm. So you go home and he's your dad, right?
Uh-huh.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Then you go to school and your teacher is the Quaker man and one of the students is replaced by the Quaker man.
Oh.
And no one's saying anything.
Is the student, let's say this is like younger kids, is the student like a little Quaker man, like child-sized Quaker man?
Ooh, that's
beautiful
interesting.
Beautiful question. And I think the question is, which is scarier?
I think a full-size Quaker man trying to fit in one of those tiny desks. You know what I mean?
The Quaker kid is, which is the child version of the Quaker man, kid, yeah. Appeared famously in the Skittles commercial for Berries and Cream, if you recall.
Oh, I don't.
That's... Is this a real thing?
Well, like, you know, the little Berries and Cream.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's a Skittles commercial that then became like a meme.
Yeah. So he's like, he's in the collective subconscious. He's in
This is those like crossovers that you didn't realize until
right. I got it. Okay, so the Quaker man, he's sitting in a small desk, he's a normal man size, but he's wearing child size clothes, okay? And you go to PE and the PE teacher is the Quaker man and he's teaching you how to like churn butter, and then slowly you're just becoming more, it's like you're slowly time traveling into Quaker time.
Oh, are you saying that like over time your entire town, city, the world is threatening to all become the Quaker man?
Yes, and also there's like a lot of murders and stuff.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He is wearing, what are those things called? Pantaloons? Where they are like...
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that qualifies as
short
a pantaloon.
Pants. Short pants.
Yeah, I love those. We need to bring those back. I think that this And I'm not trying to deviate, you know, like this is, I'm liking this horror element, but there's also, there's some yossifying of the Quaker Oats man that I think we could have happen because he's already got like some capris. I think a drag queen could be Quaker Oats man. It could be like, that is a white wig.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, I think you could go either way. I think you could go the horror route, but I also do think that this is like a sort of aspirational senior that
guys,
we have in our
we
hands.
We do both. Yeah. Like for sure, Quaker Oatman starts serving looks. He does guest as a, for an entire season on RuPaul's Drag Race, I think.
Of course.
Oh, he's a guest host. A guest
he swaps in for T.S. Madison. Yes.
I was going to say a contestant, maybe.
Oh, contestant.
I don't know.
I like that.
Our first, it's like NASCAR on RuPaul Drag Race where we have sponsored drag queens, and that's the Quaker Oats.
That's
sponsor.
Interesting because then every drag outfit would have to be Quaker Oats related. I do very quickly want to say that there is a section on the wiki called Controversy. And the first heading Oats? Is no. Research on Children.
Oh, okay. Fun.
They carried out experiments at the Walter E. Fernald State School to determine how the minerals from cereals were metabolized on the kids.
They use kids as lab rats then.
Yeah, mostly boys with disabilities.
Jeez. Oh my God. Oh, it got worse.
It got worse.
Oh no.
That's darker than I would have assumed. And I was assuming it was going to be pretty dark.
The school informed parents that the children would be fed with a diet high in nutrients. They were not told that the food their children were fed contained radioactive calcium and iron.
Oh,
this is the Quaker Oats people?
This is the Quaker Oats people.
You are fucking me. What is going on?
When was this?
From 1946 to 1953.
Oh. Yeah.
They researched the children. They experimented on the children.
7 long, horrifying years.
That does make me think that the horror route could be, you know, it's like, you know, there's a sort of like, oh, we want there to be a more a nutritious lunch or breakfast available to the kids. So then some sort of shady company brings in this new thing.
Right.
And then the kids that eat the oats see the Quaker man, but none of the parents believe them.
Oh. Can I just say this is why disability awareness is so goddamn important? And that we have to, because people with autism, they're actually human beings.
So, I know the boys with disabilities is maybe the darkest.
That's devastating.
That's rough.
That's really sad. I'm looking at other related brands. They did Mr. T cereal. That can't be.
I think they did. Around the Captain time of Crunch? The 18?
Is Captain Crunch? He's not the Quaker man in a different form, is he?
Is he cartoon Quaker
he
man?
He morphs.
Oh, God.
He's been there all along.
We've never seen them in the same room together. Is it the same man?
It's true. I mean, no, it couldn't be. Captain
Crunch. No, because he's very.
Captain would do that.
So he's like, yeah, he's like a naval officer or something, right?
Yeah.
But they do look very similar to your point.
Yeah.
It's the blue, it's the crazy hats. Yeah. And the white hair.
Luxurious hair.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Oh God. It's like a crime cartoon family. Version of Quaker Oats.
Guys, we have so much beautiful stuff on the table right now. We've got an amazing horror movie. We've got a second movie based on the children with disabilities catastrophe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we have the yesification. And then now we have sort of a Captain Crunch crossover.
Yeah. You could do like a Cap'n Crunch with oats, like little oat granules in there. You know what I mean?
Oops, all oats.
Oops, all oats.
The worst possible flavor. Oops, all dust.
Well, like, come to think of it, too, and I'm not trying to throw more wrenches into this thing, but now that I think about it, I have quite a few Quaker Oats things in my kitchen right now. And one of them is those like rice discs. You ever seen those?
Rice,
yes.
Rice,
like a rice cake?
Cake.
Rice cakes, yeah, because they're like low calorie. So like there's also a version of Quaker Oats where he just gets shredded because like that's a fitness food.
Oh.
I mean, that would go with the whole Zaddy thing.
Yep.
You know,
going back to that. I do feel like we haven't really explored Zaddy enough.
Yeah. Right.
Quaker Oats Zaddy.
And I think you're right that it's like modern. He lives in like a cool city. He lives in whatever, Queens or like downtown LA or something. He like dresses immaculately. He's shredded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's like very open, super flirty, but also light touch. You know what I mean? Like he has a sexuality, but it's not creepy.
I feel like we should find a man that is as close to looking like the Quaker Oats man as we possibly can. And we should get him on the Korean show Physical 100.
Whoa.
No, okay, what's Physical?
Whoa.
Physical 100. Would you like to explain it, Blaine?
Okay, so, sure. Physical 100, they've had two seasons and then a third season that spawned off into Physical Asia, where they get 100 athletes from across Korea from all different sports and different body types, and then they pit them against each other in all these different, like, Hunger Games-like physical games to see, like, what's the ideal body type. Spoiler alert, it's CrossFit. It's always CrossFit.
Is that right? Okay.
The first guy that won, though, just looked like a dad or something. I was shocked. He was, like, not part of the main... Like, they didn't really follow him as, like, a character.
Yeah.
And he just comes in from the back and just dominates. And he kind of has a little belly.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. That's what you want. You want an against type, like a little old lady would to win that.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating show. I'm glad you brought it up because I feel like I'm the only one that's watching it besides my partner and I. And I'm just
I love Physical 100. It's so good.
Can I continue to be super ADD and make a slight pitch, which is that in the movie about where they're torturing the children, those kids, we learn that they have telepathic and telekinetic powers. It's kind of like an X-Men thing.
Okay.
Okay. So I just
did they get it from?
They get the abilities from the radioactive oats?
It's a great question, and here's my pitch: that there is what the oats do is they remove some aspect of being a human, and that our natural state is one of telekinesis.
Oh,
and so first they murder the Quaker man at the end, and then they go on to teach the rest of humanity how to use these powers.
So it's like that 10% of your brain that we don't have access to, or whatever. The oats unlock it.
Yep.
Going back to the purity, it's the purity of your brain.
Oh,
there'll be a very diverse cast, Blaine.
Sure, of course.
But to say, I think if we could find a really shredded guy that looked like the Quaker Oats man, put him on Physical 100. Mm-hmm. That's how you revitalize the brand, because then any talking head he has, he gets to push the product.
Yeah,
he gets to say, "I got this physique from eating all the oats the wonderful Quaker Oats.
Absolutely.
Maybe he has he's an Only Oats model with some tasteful nudes.
Only Oats. Only Oats. Is that where he's wearing like skimpy outfits?
He's taking a bathtub, a bath of oats.
Oh yeah, but then like one leg sort of tastefully out.
Like, he's already being, dare I say, a little slutty by showing the ankle. So now he's pulling it up a little bit further. Seen a little more leg.
I'm itchy.
That's like I have only seen one episode of Heated Rivalry, but the amount of tastefully and strategically placed legs in that show deserves its own Emmy, because they don't show any dick. But they do the intimacy coordinator. Uh-huh. They were like, the show wouldn't exist without her, because she just was like, if you move in this way and you put your leg just so or whatever, then we can still air this on TV.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just imagining that, but with the Quaker Oats man, which also, we have a friend who produces shows for OnlyFans that are not sexy. They're like cooking shows.
Oh.
But I feel like we might as well mix the two and have like an Only Oats cooking show where he is basically nude except for an apron.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Totally. And he's making oat-based recipes. And
yes.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love this. It's kind of like guerrilla marketing. And I also think we should do a thing where like Quaker, the zaddy Quaker Oats guy has a profile on like Raya. the like celebrity dating app or whatever.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So people are like, did you know he's a real guy and you can fucking date him?
He never takes the hat off.
Yeah.
No. I'm imagining too, like, we're going real zany, real wild with it. Ashley, you mentioned this before you recorded. I think there is an inevitable Quaker Oats rebrand altogether. And I'm trying to imagine, like, are they going to go like, apparently Quakers are a big into like, they were women's suffrage movement folks, which I didn't anticipate, but I read.
Yeah,
about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I neither. Respect.
So maybe they're going to like embrace like LGBTQ, like Red Dye 40, I don't think is out yet. So maybe they can have like rainbow oats, you know?
Oh,
like,
that's fun.
I don't know if it's going to blend well. It might just look like, you know, like
brown when you get it all.
Yeah.
You know, just figure that out. We can figure that out.
But if it could make the milk like rainbow or whatever when you make your oatmeal.
Yeah. Or maybe just a rainbow like sugary type thing to like make it a little less oaty.
They just got to get a bunch of kids and then they just got to experiment.
Now less oaty. And also too with I'm calling it Oats Kids, which is the name of the horror movie. we can take all that money and give it to programs
the
for
boys
kids
with disabilities.
Boys with disabilities.
Yeah.
I could also see a version where it is the same man, but we do sort of, and sort of the same idea of the outfit, but we upgrade, you know, we sort of like update it so that the hat, so it's like the same outfit, but like a hipster kind of like modernized it.
It's not that far off from like a record store owner or something. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that being said, though, I got dragged to a Lumineers concert and I did see that Quaker Oats hat.
He's their best.
That's still popular, you know?
That's true. Maybe we just need to reach out to the right demographic. Maybe they, maybe we just need to find the, like, we need to get to the sort of like hipster hippie.
Yeah.
Granola eating.
Yeah.
Demo that
more
already
street team stuff. We like get him. We get Jack White to start a band with him. And Quaker Oat guys playing just the drums.
I do have to know what their demographic is, though. Like, well, it's primarily old people, right?
Quaker Oats. Yeah. Getting the age where I just found out I like overnight oats. So they can make those too. That's sort of a
that's
health,
trendy
wellness trend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's also like doomsday preppers. You know,
that's
like
true.
Hey, beautiful world's truth. Ending. What are you gonna pack that's gonna last? And you know, Quaker Oats.
Yep.
That's true.
For when the world is. Gone.
Every every cylinder of oats comes with a you know, every other one comes with a surprise gun, you know. it's a toy in the box.
It has in quotes and italicized for when society collapses.
Yeah. And I think also so I really love the idea of like hipstery Quaker Oats guys. I think we should also be releasing action figures, but it's one that you can change clothes with. You know
what
I mean?
Change his clothes.
So it's like a male Barbie. So you can make him like kind of a hipstery vinyl collector. You can make him the Zaddy. You can make him the drag queen. All that stuff, and to get kids into it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, my G.I. Joes had all the little weapons, and you can get like expansion packs that come with all the appliances, so he could have. You know, something where he's experimenting on kids. I'm a dumbbell set, you know, I don't know. A bazooka that's made out of cans of the Quaker Oats.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Militaristic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can really go so many different directions with him. You know, they say with brands that you should have the one thing, but I don't know. I mean, do we want to streamline to one direction or do we want to just like shotgun blast this and see what sticks?
I think I cast a wide net, man.
You like to cast a wide net.
Because I think people will be like, hey, did you guys know the Quaker Oat guy's changing? And they're like, huh? And then the next time you see it, you're like, he's got abs and I want to hook up with him. And then there's like all the, I like it. I think people will be shocked and it'll really get the water cooler talk going.
Kind of like a Mr. Clean, right? Because Mr. Clean, when I was a kid, I thought was just like an old dude. But then, like, I find out later that he's kind of
that he fucks.
Yeah, and then cleans up afterwards.
Yeah, he's a full package.
Yeah,
Mr. Clean did come after Brawny Man's game, didn't he? Because Brawny Man was like the fuckable icon for.
That's the towel guy, right?
Yeah, with the I don't know what the red. I'm wearing the socks. Yeah. I'm wearing the Brawny Man socks.
You've got the socks.
Like, Brawny Man is like he's out there chopping wood. He's a lumberjack, and he cuts down trees and then turns them into paper towels.
Dude. Oh yeah, he's hot. Yeah,
both those guys, gay icons.
There's different versions. There's like the '70s Brawny Man who's got like the mustache and the sort of '70s do.
Hell yeah, brother.
But I think modern Brawny Man is more of a I don't know how you would describe him.
Chad.
Yeah, he's Chad more type. Of a Chad type.
Oh, yeah, I don't like him as much, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bums me out actually.
He's got, you know, he's sort of like a Chris Hemsworth adjacent.
You can tell he's got like a personal trainer that he pays $100,000 a year, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like all of the Chris's in the pop culture zeitgeist kind of like
they kind of fused him into one Brawny Man.
Yeah. I do like Ashley, you made a good point earlier. You said get him on Drag Race, sponsored contestant. We're talking about Quaker Oats and I don't mean to like burn other ideas that you guys have for other rebrands, but like we mentioned Brawny Man. We mentioned Mr. Clean. They got to get him on a season of The Bachelor. It's all the big, you know.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, totally.
Whoa.
Like, well, having all of them too. I mean, you could do like a real world. Like, yeah, you could do like a live in a house with Brawny Man, Mr. Clean, Quaker Oats Guy, Captain Crunch.
And they're vying for the love of one lucky young woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So dates and also like workout challenges and
Aunt
stuff.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
That doesn't age. That didn't age well. Is she even a thing anymore?
I think she's a fictionalized character.
But I think they took her off. That's what we've been able to do
for the black community.
For black people in America.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
They dusted their hands off and said, our work here's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, anything about the rest of the institutional racism? Or you're like, nah. Hey, we gave you the fucking pancake stuff.
Called it a day.
Yeah. I think The Bachelor, that's wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. But since this is a Quaker Oat rebrand, it's going to have to be a fixed game where the Quaker Oat guy is going to win.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He's the oldest. He's the wisest. He's the most stylish.
Yeah.
He's pure.
Yeah. He's pure.
He's now, pure. Yeah.
My question is, does he adhere to the tenets of Quakerism? I like to know that it sounds like they're early feminists, which is great. But they don't use electricity, right? Am I confusing them with Mennonites?
That's a common misconception, Mort. That's actually the Mennonites and the Amish. Yeah. Apparently they're on tech, but they just believe in a simple, pure lifestyle. I don't know what that means in terms of consumption. Hey, if energy like electronics, if you're listening to this episode and you're a Quaker, text Mort. He'll provide his phone number.
Call me. Don't text. I want a direct phone call and get yourself ready for about a 2-hour convo. Because it's so far, it sounds like they're kind of great. Am I nuts?
Yeah.
No, they seem good.
Are they like liberal and progressive Amish people? But they'll do some technology.
They believe in simplicity, avoiding materialism, which goes against selling oats. But peace, nonviolence, integrity, being honest, truthful, community, supporting one another, equality.
Now, is this like the official Quakers website, or are you reading the Google?
Yes,
AI?
I'm reading the Google thing.
See, I don't know, man. This could be.
Yeah, but I mean, as it is, I think I'm a Quaker now.
I mean,
you just talked me into it. You converted me. That's
the
amazing.
The first line on the wiki is Quakers are people who belong to the Religious Society of Friends.
That sounds like.
That's not the sitcom?
Oh, that's actually what it is. Yeah, they're all just super into Phoebe and. They sing Smelly Cat to start all of their sermons.
Of course.
I mean, I just find that very charming.
Yeah.
They're friends.
They sound great.
And this goes full circle because on our episode of Good Morning from Hell, we had, we talked a lot about, what's his name from Friends? Chandler.
Oh,
that's right.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of Chandler stuff in there. Yeah. I wasn't sure about how it came off and as far as that stuff went. I was like,
yeah, you mentioned cutting all that. We kept it in more. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Good call. That's good.
Yeah, man.
Hope his family's coming after me. But this is good. This has been great. This is, I'm going to do my research and find out more because I'm open to being wrong about this, but it's really helped me to check my prejudices about,
the Quakers.
Superficially judging people.
Yeah. I feel like we did a broad endorsement of the Quakers and I want to put an asterisk on that just in case they, did or said something really terrible, like you experiment on children or something.
Yeah.
I'm even coming around to that.
Specifically boys with disabilities.
I mean, at least it wasn't animals, you know? It was
Yeah. Not tested on animals. This is like they're at the bottom.
Yeah, right. They get to say that.
Yeah.
I also, probably by disability, they meant like weren't able to like pick wheat for less than 15 hours a day or something. Like,
you are really, you're their PR now. You're trying to spin this. You're trying to spin this experimenting with boys with disability.
No, I just think it's funny what we used to consider a disability, which was like probably, he can't pray for 9 hours. He's disabled.
It seems like they were abolitionists as well. I mean,
they're on the right side of every aspect of history.
I hate to say this because this is against the concept of your wonderful podcast, but maybe they don't need a rebrand. Maybe they just...
Maybe it's the world that needs a rebrand.
Well, the Quakers.
Oh my God.
I don't know if the Quakers need
that's what is that. I mean, that's when there's episodes about like drag queens and stuff, we don't rebrand the drag queens. We're like, they're fine. We're going to rebrand the world around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe people just need to be educated. And I also do think we could up the cool a little bit. I do think it's a little stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pure.
Yeah, here. We got to change that word.
So Quakers were known to use thee as an ordinary pronoun.
Thee.
Whoa, they were ahead of the pronoun game before it was
exactly.
Cool.
They were already, like, they were.
Oh my God, they were the original thinking. Allies, too?
Damn, Quaker Oats.
Damn, Quaker Oats. Oh my God.
I'm going to go to the HEB and load up right now. Shit, this is.
Apart from the world experimenting is on the boys with disabilities, they're pretty unassailable.
Yeah. One black mark on the record.
just a small hiccup. Oh, okay, sure. One decade of making a couple of mistakes. Yeah. Yeah.
Targeting disabled children. We're sorry.
You happy now?
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder what happened and how they went from like such open progressive people to.
They just had, you know, they had to see if their radioactive oaths would turn any of the boys into mutants or something.
Yeah, like
they just had to know.
They read an X-Men comic and were like, we can make this.
Yeah. We can swing this.
Human.
Yeah, we'll make them even more abled than normal.
To be fair, if I was a kid and someone offered me a glow-in-the-dark bowl of oatmeal, I'd be all over that shit.
Oh, immediately. Wow.
All right. There we go. Maybe we embrace the history.
Look, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, we do a new line of oats.
A new line of radioactive oats.
No, kids. They loved it. For Halloween season, it's like all of them glow in the dark.
Yeah.
They are actually toxic.
Yeah.
They're badly poisonous.
And then the Quaker Oats Man is like kind of a zombie look for the Halloween can.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's or like they when do Ghostbusters came out. Everything was green from them.
Yeah,
like ooze.
Yeah, it's ooze. Yep. It's basically ooze.
Yep.
And then we'll see if we can't make some mutants yet.
Yeah.
Out of these boys.
This is really flip-flop on this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Wow. I 180'd hard.
I'm so sorry. Is this typically how your episodes go, or did we just fuck this whole thing up?
Oh, no, this is exactly
how
it goes.
No, this is
good, good.
Yeah. Okay. This is how it goes.
I have profound attention deficit disorder, so a lot of fun, like a bunch of insane ideas.
Speaking of, should we go to Danny's corner and see what weird shit she's got for us?
Let's go. Yeah. Super producer, most British person alive, Danny Wright.
We have decided, yes, I am terminally British. It is a disease. Now, I'd like to start off by saying, Chris, Blaine, I'm sorry for this. I said to Ash and Mort that I was going to ease them into the year, and I feel like I was nice the last time, but I'm getting some of the bigger guns out.
Ooh.
And the previous guns, some of them were pretty big, just so you know.
Some of them were pretty big. I don't think this is quite the level of our worst, but let's go for it. So the first item that I have is called Jobby the Cat.
Put
the link in the
chat if you guys want to see what this horrible thing is.
Okay.
You need to look at all angles.
Oh. Okay, so for the listener, this is a lamp in the shape of a tuxedo cat. It has an asshole. It has an asshole. The asshole glows.
It has testicles.
No, that's not just
golden balls.
That's not just an asshole. That's a USB-C port.
Yep.
Oh my God. I think I'm turning a corner on it, actually.
You like
it? Wait. I kind of like it now.
There's.
Is the only thing that glows the eyes?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has the haunted eyes of a being who's had its soul stolen from it.
Yeah, it's in the this is crazy. Why does it have golden balls?
I don't know.
Are the
I
golden balls
knew.
Are those the is that the power
that's
switch?
The button?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's the power switch.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been charming and cute like the nose or something. Right. We had to get shiny golden balls into the deal.
Well, in their defense, it's only $277, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it does have a USB. Is that to like a charging port or to plug it in?
Can you unclear. Take this on the go?
Or is he like a solid state hard drive?
Right.
good question. Yeah.
Let's see.
It's a USB micro A, I think, which is like one of the.
That's out of date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a quirky and surreal table light.
Yeah, I wouldn't go quirky.
With the witty detail of golden balls acting as the switch.
Oh, that's the switch. Ringer.
Mark Twain, this fucking thing.
So you just flick the balls and...
You flick the balls and only... It's also calling it a lamp is generous because just the eyes light up. Yeah. which means that there's no way you could see by it.
No.
Right. Or it's intense enough that you can, but it's so like focused from those two eye outlets that it's like lasers. So you're just like, yeah. Fuck.
Like it's a flashlight. The electricity's gone out. Let me get this cat.
Ergonomically, this doesn't make sense because like, if you're going to illuminate a part of the house, the eyes need to be facing it. But since the balls are the light switch, then you got to like, yeah. I guess, reach back around.
You got to give your cat a reach around to turn the light on.
Yeah.
That's Jobby.
Oh, Jobby.
And I just like to point out as well that in Scotland, Jobby is slang for feces.
Oh, okay.
And is that why it's named that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Let me see.
I think the rebrand makes it funnier.
On this is to take all of the existing Jobbies and bury them somewhere that no one will find them. But
oh no!
Thinking of what Chris said of it being like a flashlight, I wonder if it should just be like an at-home defense thing.
Yeah.
So it should be extremely heavy so you can walk around. And if there are any intruders, you can hit them with Jobby.
Yes. There's not a bandit alive who wouldn't be terrified by seeing
no,
this thing.
No, be really
in the
scary.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you walk into a home you're breaking into and the lights of Jobby appear. And then just like, they're just like flashlight beams, like blinding you.
Yes.
And then you try and you're like, how do I turn it off? How do I turn it off? The only way to turn it off. To grab his
grab his golden balls. He'd be like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to reform. I'm not going to rob houses anymore.
Yeah.
Or if anything, they'd be like, look, I found the gold. I'm out.
That's right.
That's true, well, too. Yeah.
As Chris mentioned, since it does have, what was that port? Was it like
USB,
was it VGA?
I had to look it up. It's like the Thunderbolt? Micro A.
Okay. So like that's like a data port. So in theory, we could maybe have Jobby be like a communications device, and then anytime you're speaking through Jobby, his eyes like flicker.
Like
a Wizard of Oz kind of thing.
Like an updated Alexa or
yeah.
Google Home, where you're
good.
Hey, Jobby.
An updated Alexa that all children are terrified of.
Yeah.
Children are sometimes quite rude to those like at home things. They'll be like, Alexa, do this. And there's like actual settings where you have to say please.
Uh huh.
So this could be a good way of cowing kids into submission.
Teach them some respect.
Showing
them what fear is.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Jobby, what do you require for sacrifice today?
The heart of a toddler. That's Jobby.
Oh, Jobby. This is okay, but this is actually a UK product, so it is. You said poop? Was it Jobby? Was it feces?
Yeah, I'll be perfectly honest. I thought Jobby was slang for a hand job. Turns out it's not.
It might be. Let's not rule it out.
It might be. We have many different words for many different things and very strange words. So I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, it means feces apparently in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're gonna go in on this thing together, guys. You wanna dip in and co-own? Yeah,
co-own one Jobby,
like a timeshare for one Jobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys get it spring, summer. Me and Chris get it fall and winter.
Mail it back and forth.
Yep.
Or Jobby road trip.
Jobby road trip.
It'd be like the sisterhood of the traveling Jobby.
What else you got, Danny?
You just use that as your high beams when you're driving.
Yeah. Oh, you could affix them to the hood. Yeah.
Love it.
Immediately pulled over by every police officer.
Obviously, they'd be too afraid.
Okay, this next one is one that I found, unfortunately, after our episode on hyperfixation, but I feel like it needs to be seen. This is a fidget for your teeth.
For your teeth.
I need that.
How do I even explain this? I think it's like 3D printed. It looks like a gun.
Yeah.
For some reason. And you put it over your teeth and then you can like flick the, what is that called? The barrel of the gun with your tongue.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does this require you to have a tooth missing? Though?
It really looks
yes.
like.
It does require a tooth. But you will be so good at oral sex.
Yeah.
It's like a massage roller thing. No, like Ashley
what
just started perfectly.
A gun?
It's got a revolver thing. Like, that's what it, and it even opens like a revolver.
Yeah, guys, I got to figure it out. For to put tiny bullets in.
Yeah, I mean, like, not to get kind of dark about it, but like, you could put various types of pills, ecstasy, sugar, caffeine, whatever that suicide pill is, you know, and then you have a roll of the dice.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Whatever you land on, that's the pill that goes in your system.
Oh, so it's like a Russian roulette, but with whether or not you're gonna have a good time, be dead, have a little bit of shuggy.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's like the raver's companion. This thing.
Yeah. So the revolver barrel fits in the space, the groove of where a tooth would be. So if you listeners, you got a tooth missing. Have we got the product for you?
I mean, that truly seems like part of it. It looks like you have to have at least a minor surgery for this thing to work. That it's
either
like,
a missing tooth or
a little anxiety.
Yeah.
Or a very large gap in your teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dental work can be expensive. Why pay for a new tooth when you could just 3D print a fidget gun?
Yeah. And then crush it after one bite of Quaker Oats.
I guess idea being that you're kind of like, you've got your tongue over there and you're sort of flicking it throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I recently only just recovered from like pulling my jaw muscle, and it was because I had like a piece of steak in one of my back teeth. So I was like constantly messing my, like, I was like, I had my tongue back there because I didn't have access to floss pretty immediately. And like, this would destroy my mouth because I didn't be playing with it. And then I would just look weird.
The strength of your tongue and also your determination to get the steak out is really impressive. Like,
yeah. When it finally got out, Ashley, oh my God. Oh.
And you pulled a jaw, how did you pull the muscle?
Like, yeah,
you're
like, I assumed it was from that's like a podcasting injury.
Podcasting too hard.
I had like an ice bag put up to it and everything. And I was just like, this is, I did this from a piece of steak in my mouth. I'm weak.
That's that. You're an all-American man.
Yeah.
You need to eat more oats.
Yeah, you need more oats.
I know it.
We slide a denim. We could also make like vegetarian. We could do like a Quaker Oats steak. You know what I mean? Like a meat alternative.
Oh yeah. I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Plant-based.
Yeah, plant-based.
Yeah, plant-based.
I liked Blaine's rebrand for this crazy gun fidget, which is that it has pills in it.
Yeah.
And you just pick your literal poison.
Yeah.
And if you get the cyanide, that was the day. You know, today was the day.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Unfortunately. I don't know what it is about weird products. Maybe it's just my algorithm that is royally fucked since this podcast. I get a lot of teeth themed things.
You seem to.
Bummer.
Yeah, I do.
The head bones.
This is one of the funnier ones that I found, which it just makes me laugh because it's such a stupid pun.
These are.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
They're butterflies.
They're tooth fairies,
made of human
Ashley.
Tooth fairies. Oh.
They're tooth fairies. Oh, they're tooth.
This is the most Silence of the Lambs shit I've ever seen.
So,
Danny, as I'm watching this video, the number of teeth keeps growing. How did he get so many teeth?
I don't know.
Because he is a ritualistic murderer. There's no way.
Yeah.
This guy has access to
definitely adult teeth.
And what is with the chest pieces that come out?
He must have paired with the fidget spinner guy, right?
Because
people
are working hand in hand out.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. They have a business.
Yeah.
A little quid pro quo.
So, yeah. So, our listeners, these are human teeth with very ornate, like butterfly wings affixed to them that are preserved within glass cases. They are cherries.
A stick. A stick is up the tooth,
the root.
Butt.
Yeah, it's up the tush.
The root.
Of the tooth.
Yeah. To like hold it up.
I hate this deeply. Yeah, I gotta say.
Yeah.
That's what you would.
Are the butterfly wings real? I mean, they look beautiful,
so.
Honestly. Yeah.
Would they preserve like that, or would they kind of go?
Yeah, weird.
No, they've got to be like plastic or something.
Yeah, I think they would be fake. I think they're fake.
Okay.
But the human teeth are real.
Yeah.
This guy's got access to cadavers.
It says, though, all human teeth and wings are ethically sourced. Always. Oh, the fact that they had to ethically source the wings is, I don't know what that means.
How can you ethically source either of those things?
I mean, I guess
if the butterflies are dead.
Yeah, it's already dead.
Maybe he's like, you know, camping out ringside seats at every, you know, boxing match. And then whenever someone like Rocky style gets punched in the mouth and spits out the teeth,
yeah,
he's like, he's runner. He's like the ball boy, but for teeth.
Yeah. Lucky fan catches a foul ball, but he's like hopping for molars.
The amount of effort it would take to find not one, but both of these items, he cannot be making his money back making these fucking crazy little tooth fairies.
That's true. That like, this is truly a passion for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause here's the deal. Those are all pretty good looking teeth, right? They're not they're not the bad ones.
And
not the
ones
that are pulled out.
I've seen Chris's teeth collection. He knows teeth.
But like if you, I was thinking, oh, they could just go to the dentist, right? But like those are the teeth that are being pulled out are not good ones generally.
These are prime teeth.
Did you paint them? Like get bad teeth and paint them maybe?
Oh,
I don't know.
Peel them and then paint them maybe. Does that make you want to buy it even more, knowing that these are cavity filled?
I don't know.
How would we rebrand this?
I mean, nope. this thing that is from desecrated corpses, I don't think we can.
Could you imagine donating? There's a whole thing on, like, I think it was John Oliver about like donating your body to science, how broad and vague that is, and like, could this be, you donate your body to science and then you end up all your teeth being made into little fairies, fairies.
The thing that I read this book by Mary Roach, I think it's called Body or something, but it's about that, and the first chapter is how if you donate your body to science, one of the things it can be used for is for people to train on doing facelifts. And I was like, is there a way to opt out that particular usage?
That's what I want. I want my corpse to be beautifully facelifted. I want to have
cosmetic
plump surgery. Lips, just gorgeous fairy pointy nose.
Yeah, high cheekbones,
the hottest.
Maybe there's like some sort of like heist movie where people are can't afford plastic surgery, so they pretend to be dead.
The whole thing, they're trying to like stop their, like slow down their heart rate.
Yeah.
Get into the beauty school.
They end up looking really good. They're just like immaculate skin, no teeth.
And ass lifts too.
Perfect.
Yeah. Just BBLs. Really good BBLs. I feel like these tooth fairies could be used as a way of deciding what kids are going to grow up to be serial killers.
Yeah. Put them in front of your kid to find out how disturbed your child is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's like that Lone Wolf and Cub thing where Lone Wolf and Cub is an old manga. And there's a moment where I think the samurai has his baby in front of him, and he has like a toy on one side and a sword on the other. And he was like, which will you choose? And the kid crawls to the sword. Like, you are my son.
So I used to do this thing where I'd rent a drive-in movie theater on my birthday and show movies. And I showed Shogun Assassin, which is Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah,
it's
like
the baby cart thing. And when it got to the scene where they're all taking a bath together and we just projected in the Austin skyline a baby's penis, I really regretted that movie decision. But that movie slaps. I love that movie.
That's so funny.
I remember and looking at you and you're like, I should have watched it more recently.
I don't remember this, but this is extended cut. What is this?
That's amazing.
It was on top of a building in Austin, downtown
just a baby
Austin.
Penis?
That's like, it's a weird enough crime that you can't be charged for it. They're like, we should be able to put you on a list for this, but it's never been done before, so I guess you're fine.
I've never upset my friend group at once more than when I did that. It was
Well, I feel like we could do that with the Tooth Fairy. Is you could put like a normal like Fisher Price toy or the Tooth Fairy. And if the kid goes for the Tooth Fairy, you immediately put them into therapy.
Yeah, they got to go to a Quaker Oats-funded school.
Honestly,
to turn them normal.
Quaker
if
camp.
You were just to give this as a gift to someone with no explanation, and be like,
a Mother's Day gift or something?
Yeah, just be like, oh, made me think of you.
I found the perfect thing for you.
You're going to love it.
Like 100 of these? You're like,
beautiful. Well, I think I think that does it for us, don't
I mean,
it?
I feel great. I think we got so much Quaker Oats stuff to work with. You're welcome, Quaker Oats, the corporation.
Yeah, I can't believe we're doing this for free.
For this hard work we did for you. I want the consultant fees, by the way. This is all copyrighted, so we'll split the royalty, the residuals.
Yes, yeah, so if we see a yassified Quaker Oats, man, we're coming for you.
So much an earring on this Quaker Oats guy. I want
it. Chris and Blaine, thank you so much for joining us. Where can the people find you?
Yeah, they can find us over at Good Morning From Hell. That's the podcast that Chris and I run. It's a fictional podcast where I play Clayton, the brother of Satan, and Chris plays Chris.
Dead.
Yeah.
I play myself, but dead. And my task is to interview everyone in hell as my eternal punishment. And we did a crossover episode with John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, Mort was playing John Wilkes Booth very well. Yeah.
Yeah. The John Wilkes Booth will be coming out January 26th.
Okay, sweet.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, just Good Morning From Hell. We're also on another show, a D&D real play called Tales from Sticky Dragon. And you can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we make a lot of puppet and animation content. So if you have ever seen D&D content with puppets, that's probably us.
Yeah.
Danny, where can the people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Danny Lee Art, DanieLeigh Art. And that's where you can find me.
And honey, where can the people find us?
You can find us on Patreon at Rebrand the Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Rebrand the Pod. Our Patreon's a measly $5, honey. It's hard to believe in this.
Crazy.
In this kind of.
In this workaday world?
Yeah, of inflation and such. But you get unaired episodes. You get bonus content. Ashley and I are going to do a hangout. We do hangouts. We'll play some Jackbox games coming up this month because you get automatic access to the Discord managed by Danny. It's a ton of fun in there. And you can find me on at Mort Burke on all the socials and Ashley Birch on all the socials.
Spelled weird. I'm not going to bother to spell it. Figure it out.
Damn, I should have done that.
Thank you guys again so much. We love you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.